At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
I'm now going to bring on Logan. We've got a very different kind of topic. We're talking simulation theory and that kind of stuff. Logan, how are you doing?
Good, man. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I suppose I can pop down a bit. Is there a way, or is it going to be too complicated to move your camera so you're slightly higher up? Because otherwise, I look like a big giant.
No. Well, let me see. I can
It will look like I'm doing some sort of subtle way of trying to bully.
A little more even.
Yeah, that's better. That's much better. Okay, cool. Logan, tell us a little bit about your background, where you're calling us from, and everything.
Yeah, well, I'm in the Caribbean part of Mexico right now. I've been here for over a year and a half, enjoying paradise. But I'm here because we're discussing the simulation theory, which is a pretty hot topic these days, in my world anyway. Obviously, as you said, it's a far different arena than what you were just discussing with the beautiful woman before. Nonetheless, I'm in the decoding world. I'm a decoder. I decode using astrology, numerology, pretty much all the mystical art platforms, including mathematical equations such as trigonometry, sine and cosine waves, pi and phi and the square roots of numbers and stuff like that.
Okay, so you got like a numbers brain.
Yeah. Along with, I break down using the tarot cards. All these mystical art platforms, you can pretty much break down words, symbols, and letters, and to get pictures out of that to describe and narrate what our reality is all about and what's kind of moving behind the scenes that people really don't kind of pay attention to.
Interesting. And there's sort of a combination there between sort of the mainstream world of maths and things, and then some of the mystical stuff, which I guess, and we don't sort of judge either way on this channel, but there's some people sort of go for and some don't, right?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, if you're just staying on the surface, like I say, playing the game, see, I feel that I've kind of come to the conclusion that this reality that we're all living out is really a game. It's if you can kind of put yourself in that space, like that, if you've seen the movie Hunger Games, and like we're playing a game, and this is the Truman Show. This is a real life Truman Show. And each and every one of us have a script. We get into William Shakespeare, him saying that life is theater, and you get into that concept. And it's like, okay, well, what does that mean? How far down the rabbit hole do you want to go? So you get into the Matrix, people believing that was a documentary. And, you know, really kind of looking at life like, okay, if I'm in a movie and my life is scripted, what am I supposed to do? And then you're going to get into decoding yourself, which is, you know, why I do readings for people. That's primarily the base where you want to start from is, what are you doing here? What's your main functionality? What's your part in this movie? And once you figure that part out, it's kind of gets really fun because then you get yourself established. And then if you want to start breaking down the machinations of, you know, movies tell us things. A lot of people are into like, oh, that movie's saying this, you know, the pre-programming or MK Ultra stuff and mind control. All these things fit into the concepts of what's running this reality, which I have come to the conclusion that mankind's not running this reality. It is energies outside of this reality. And we are simply playing out this reality through our script, just like the Truman Show was kind of describing in that movie and many other movies, Westworld, other great shows that are kind of telling the story.
Really, it's a fascinating concept. And I mean, I suppose you can arrive at that sort of deterministic endpoint without necessarily, you know, going to the mystical stuff, because I think a lot of the scientific consensus today is that we do live in a deterministic world, that whether it's a simulation or not, your whole life is sort of ahead of you and you are going to do what you are going to do. And then there's simulation theory, which sometimes can be, again, yours is about energies and stuff, which sounds fascinating. And then Elon Musk, for example, he talks of, you know, us in the future creating some sort of simulation. I mean, are those things you've considered as well? Have you heard that Musk, what he's talked about?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I've decoded and broke down Elon Musk. And when you start to look at these people and you figure out what their birthday is, like what your birthday is, what your life path is in numerology, what your astrology, where your sun sign, your rising sign, I've broke down Elon Musk. And, you know, he's a very interesting individual. A lot of people think he's a clone. I mean, there's so many different, stories that we can go on. But all we can do is really break down the guy's birthday, what he's doing here, what his concepts are, and what he's all about. I mean, he's got the SpaceX program. The X in the alphabetical lineages is the 24th letter, and the 24 is tied to his birthday and all that. So if you really start to look at people's birthdays and their lives, anybody, doesn't matter who it is, you can figure out what their purpose is and what their narration is, what their script is, and then you can start to see what these people are here to do, and then you can figure it out. You can figure out what, because again, we're in a movie though, so it's like you're playing out your character, right? And that's a game changer. It's a game changer. How deep do you want to play the game?
I want to know what you found of Elon Musk's birthday.
Well, he's got this. So his card, I go by the playing cards. There's 52 cards in a deck of playing cards, which matches the 52 weeks of the year. And there's four suits and there's four seasons. So people that are in the world of magic and the mystical art platforms, we use these, and these are all tied to every single day on the calendar. So this is Elon Musk's birthday card right here. And this right here is the 15th card in the deck. And this card is all about pretty much standing between two pillars and looking at the world with the palm of your hands and figuring out, what am I going to do from this point moving forward? So it's establishing your roots in duality, which is this reality, which is where you're going to get the black and white and the checkerboard floor. Everybody thinks it's all evil, and that's just complete hogwash. All it means is that we're playing out the yin yang. We're playing out the hot and cold, the male, female, these realities that we're playing out inside this game. And this is what Elon Musk is all about. So he's pretty much kind of a pioneer. I mean, think about his position on the world stage. He's got a pretty big script on the world stage, and he has a lot of people following him. So he's an influencer. He has a lot of influence, you know, and that's a big word. What is that influence all about?
Well, what is it about? What does the two mean in Elon's case? So that birth date, and what, so other people born on his date of birth might also have had some of the same chances or same scripts.
Absolutely. These cards have several different birthdays attached to them, except for this card. This one was only on January 1st. So anybody that's born on the 1st of January, you're kind of in rare form. This is kind of the king of the earth. So this is the 52nd card in the deck. And then we can bring that into alchemy. And if you're a fan of alchemy, maybe you've never looked at the periodic table since you went to school, high school, and science. I didn't, but then I realized, wow, we're made up of a lot of these elements. These elements synchronize with these cards, and then we can fit those in the narration of this reality we call life and figure out this game. So the 52 tied to this King of Spades, which runs the earth, is tied to the element tellurium, and that element means earth in the Latinized spelling of it, which is called tellus. So, you know, Elon Musk is, as I say, everybody's just doing their job. You may not like what their job is. Like, I know, you know, I looked at Sean Atwood's podcast, and he talks a lot about what's going on the world stage. And it's like kind of like we're talking about these things that people don't like. And that's just the job of these people. So some of these apex predators that you may not like Elon Musk, right? Did he really send a car out into outer space? Or was that just programming? Were they just trying to get it out there, and they need your magic to do that? This world is set up on magic. So the great influences of this world, their job is to get your energy. And if enough people tune into a certain frequency, to a certain idea, and Elon Musk is a big influencer, they get enough magic and they start to really shape and create this world. And then you can get into a lot of the conspiracies, CERN and them digging into the quantum realm, and you know, the religions, how much power they have and how they're shaping our reality. And, you know, it's the past, present, and future. Then you can get into time travel, and you can get into...
Tell me about time travel.
Well, you can get it to George Van Tassel, And, you know, he was kind of the pioneer of time travel, which was one over T equals F, I think it was, over time over frequency. You know, that basic formula, one over time, one equals time over frequency. So, I mean, does time travel exist? Well, I mean, I think it's very possible. I think it's very, very possible that it does exist, which would explain a lot about how this reality kind of shapes itself. But nonetheless, no matter which way you shape it, Andrew, our reality is following a predetermined, and this is, I've got over 300 decoding videos, that our reality is shaped and based upon a predetermined, predestined script slash blueprint that each and every one of us have a hand in creating. And, you know, you can get into the NPCs, that big word, the non-player characters on the world stage. What does that mean? It's just means somebody that doesn't realize they're in a script. They don't realize they're in a movie because life gets in the way. Maybe you're in a family, you have a job, it demands a lot of your energy and you're punching the clock or you're just interested in playing the game. When you detach from the game and you start to become an observer of the game rather than being on the court and playing it, so it changes everything. And then you can start to have the eyes to see. And then you can get into perhaps, you know, moving into other spaces beyond the scope of just playing the game.
I can imagine it must feel quite freeing. And again, just to, you know, an earthly version of this. A lot of us might get as you do reach a certain age and you realize that everyone around you doesn't know what they're doing either. And they're not, you know, and you start to feel like, hey, I can sort of do what I want. And some people get that and really go for life. And I suppose what you've described is a slightly more mystical version of that, but sounds even freer. To what end have these energies, for what reason have these energies created a simulation for us to sort of mess about in?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you like a lot of people are like, what do you mean I'm in a simulation? Well, it just means you're in a movie. Let's just be really simple about it. Simulation means you're in a movie, and this reality is not owned by mankind. This reality is owned by energies outside of it, and it controls this reality through that script that I told you about. And that's why if you get into theology and people are, you know, the most popular book on the world stage, we all know what that book is, right? Why is it coming true? Why are some of those things in there? Because it's not only the most popular spell book, because when people read it, they cast spells and they give it energy and they make it come true. So they're partaking in that magical spell book. But nonetheless, these ancient texts all have their hand in the script. But the reason why they're coming true is because this script that we're following was predetermined before we ever came into existence. And it runs in cycles. So if you look at your body, as you come into this world as a baby, we all come into this world naked. We don't have any clothes. We're not programmed. We don't know what love, we don't know what fear is. We come out naked. And as you move through time, you start to get programmed. And when you get programmed, you start to incorporate fear energy. You start to incorporate love energy if you had good parents and you were in that environment. And when you do that, you start to get divided inside of your body and your mind, and you create duality inside of you. And that's the game that we're all playing out. And if you're willing to go deep down the rabbit hole and figure out what you're doing here, what your birthday means and everything like that, you will start to have the edge on this life. And a lot of people that are doing this now, which the decoding world is blowing up. And the reason why is because people want to know, wait a minute, there's something more to this game than what I'm being told. And we know you get into the conspiracy theories. People are like, you know, did that really happen? Was that a false flag event? So we all know there's crisis actors, and we can get into all these topics, right? These fun topics. Well, if these things are true, well, how far down do you want to go with this? You know, is life really just acting? Are we all just playing out our part? As William Shakespeare said, we're all just playing out our parts. Life is just a theater. It's a stage. And then what are you doing here? Why are you here? What's your purpose? And a lot of people haven't figured that out because they're too engrossed in the game. Life gets in the way. It's easy to get sucked into the game. But when you digress and pull back and you're able to just be that observer rather than the player, you know, Ready Player One, all these movies are telling a lot of the highlights of how this world works. But you're talking about influence, Andrew, and most people would rather have the things created than the power to create. And really, it comes down to imagination, right? That's really what it comes down to, is using your imagination. And then, you know, as I always say to my audience, stop giving your energy to the world stage, because these people that are at the high levels, they know how magic works. And, you know, even if you talk smack about them, even if you're saying that they're this or that, they take that energy and they transmute it because they know how to do that. See, most people don't even know that exists, but they transmute the energy. So if you want to stop, if you really want to get rid of the apex predators on the world stage, stop tuning into them. Stop giving them your energy. But it's hard because people love their dirty laundry. They love to talk about, you know, this conspiracy or that's going on or it's their fault or it's the government. Or every time you tune in or every time you talk about these topics, you essentially feed them, because that's how, that's just straight magic 101. And that's mystical. That's straight mystical right there.
I do agree. Again, you know, if you want to stop seeing Kim Kardashian, stop, you know, looking at her or whatever, you know. I've got some questions here. The Psychedelic Fish wants to know, what is Elon Musk here to do, help mankind or destroy mankind?
That's a great question. I guess it would just be up to the observer aspect. Some people think he's a hero. Some people think he's a con man. So, I mean, Elon Musk's position is very crystal clear. He's here to expand into the future and create perhaps what his goal and mission is, and that's to get to Mars. Now, Mars may not even be a place beyond the scope of Earth. Mars may be underneath the ground. Mars may be underneath the ground. You know, a lot of people think the reset's coming, myself included. What does that look like? Well, if you start to study the script in life, you can start to clearly see that we may be facing what the, you know, there's called the Shemitah, and we're in the Golden Jubilee year this year coming up. And when Rosh Hashanah hits in September of this year, you're going to move into a big time, perhaps, reset, financial reset. It's coming, because we can't keep doing the global debt, so to speak. And we're at a peak point now. And I think that, you know, Elon Musk is part of perhaps pioneering the future, right? I think that's what his job is. But he's an influencer. So he's trying to get to outer space. He's trying to get to Mars, whatever these concepts look like to people.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Right? But again, if you stop giving your energy to these people, what would happen to them? They would just slowly disappear, because everything in this reality, through magic, through the principles of magic and just energy, everything survives off of acknowledgement. So your Sean Atwood, this podcast wouldn't even exist unless you got people to tune in. You get to market it, all that, all these concepts and these moving parts are needed in order for you to broadcast. Like, you know, these, I'm using my mixer and my microphone and my camera. These are all part of technology. You know, 100 years ago when they had horse and buggy, so to speak, they had no cameras. You had no rotary phones at that time. So if you just look at the layers of how we move through reality, you start to see that we go from a baby to a senior citizen, which is death, and then the cycle repeats over again. And that's exactly how this world works. It just moves in the golden age to the dark age, and it repeats. And we're in the dystopian dark age right now. And it may get a little bit worse before it gets better. I just don't know. But I do know that we run in cycles. And I just have fun with reality now, because I don't really tune into the mainstream. My life has become so much better, Andrew, since I stopped tuning into the mainstream. I just look at it now, and I know it's a movie. They're playing out a movie. They're just actors. And the government, they're all just actors and actresses. I don't get it. They don't talk about me, so I really don't really pay attention and talk about them.
I feel like that on some level. I do. You mentioned Rosh Hashanah, the head of the new year, the Jewish new year. And that leads me onto a question I was going to ask anyway, which is, you know, there do seem to be some parallels with religion. You talk about being born again, that's, you know, reincarnation. You talk about the Great Reset, there's sort of the end days, Jehovah's Witness kind of kind of thing. And the idea of wanting to believe in there being something else out there. So, you know, do you get that kind of, I don't want to say criticism, but to probing questions of, you know, is this just another set of religious beliefs?
Well, yeah. I mean, my last decode I just put out on my channel, it was reincarnation. I just released it a few days ago, which has been my number one video watched right now. So you're right on the mark with that. A lot of people are like, why did that get number one video for me? Because people are really interested. Like, what am I doing? Am I going to come back? Am I going to have to? Because a lot of people don't think you're getting out of this game. They think you're in this game and you just recycle, you level up. I have, you know, I'm on the fence. I haven't been able to prove or disprove this, that whether or not we get out of this game, we just recycle. There's been many of movies and shows that talk about just getting recycled back into the game. Now, think about it. If you put out a story on the world stage, the most popular, which, of course, involves theology and that name Jesus, whether or not he was a real man or not is besides the point. The idea of the Jesus character makes him real because that's magic. So if you put out a story on the world stage and it's the most talked about, most popular, would that sync up with trying to get people back into the game? Because I know this reality is, we live inside of a battery. This reality essentially, Andrew, is a battery. And what I mean by that is that we are all cells in a battery. Just like you have trillions of cells in your body and you're a mini battery, you're a mini torus field, if you want to get into physics. This game of life is a self-contained system. We live inside and under the dome, the firmament, the cosmic egg, if you will. And we are all giving out energy, and the energy feeds the battery, the main battery. The constructs of negative and positive, anode and cathode, hot and cold, love and fear. And this game needs players. If this game doesn't have people here to give off energy, it doesn't exist. It needs human beings to experience it through. And then there's the theory of people thinking that you are God, you are the architect. And it just comes down here, becomes man or woman, and it's able to experience its own game. I mean, think about it. You know, one of the most popular video games of all time is called Pac-Man. Now, do you think, Andrew, that the guy who created Pac-Man, you think he's played the game at least one time? Think he's picked up the joystick and at least moved Pac-Man around at least one time in his life? Of course he has. It would be ludicrous to think he hasn't. So why is it so far-fetched to think that whatever created this reality hasn't come down here and played out its own game through being an avatar? I think it's totally credible to think that. And there's many stories in mythology. I think there's more truth than fact. You know, Zeus, Jupiter coming down and becoming man and woman and, you know, mating with people. I mean, that's where you're going to get the fallen angel story from, is that they followed the women down here to mate with them. So all these stories in theology, and they're all part of the script. And it's really fun to look at all. You can't just take the Bible and say, oh, that's it. Because you have the Hindus and the Buddhists and following the Upanishads, and you know, you have the Tibetan Book of the Dead and the ancient texts of Shinto in Japan. How are you to dismiss those if you've never read those? If you study these ancient texts, you'll realize and come to the same conclusions. They're all the same story told in a different way. It's just kind of the wardrobe of the architect. You know, there used to only be one religion. Now there's over 10,000. What happened to the first one? If the first one was the most unblemished and perfect, why would it ever needed to be changed? Because life gets boring. If everybody just had to pick one, they would. I mean, think about it. If you had to just choose one meal every day and eat it, or just have one song to play on your track list to work out in, you'd go crazy after a period of time. Life would get boring. We need variety. And that's what makes this game of life fun. And that's exactly what I think life is. It's a game, and we just got to have fun with it and not take it so serious. You know, not buy into the fear.
I can imagine you must be really curious to actually know, because you've got several different theories, energies, and things like that, to be able to see outside of that. Do you give much time to that sort of dreaming and imagining what it would be like to break out of the game? What's on the other side?
Absolutely, great question. Well, I've pretty much showed my audience on my Decode Your Reality YouTube channel how to exit the game if there is such a thing. Because a lot of people, they don't want to come back and play again. Now, if you had an option, Andrew, would you come back? You know, like, think about it for you personally. would you come back and play the game again? Well, I've offered this question to my audience, and I even said, you know, authentically, if I could come back during the golden age where there's no dystopian world and crazy apex predators trying to take you down, well, I think I would come back because life's fun, right? And there's a lot of things I probably won't do during this lifetime. A lot of things I would leave out. So if you had the option to come back, would you come back? Well, a lot of people think they would if it was the golden age, but a lot of people don't want to come back because maybe they had a code or a script of a lot of suffering. You know, think about it. Why did you get your code? You know, Tom Brady, the most successful quarterback in NFL history, why did he get that code? Why did he get his specific birth card? You know, he's got the card. He's got the same birth card, Tom Brady. He's got the 10 of diamonds. He's got the same birth card as Jim Carrey. Think of Jim Carrey, one of the most successful actors. Why did he get that card? You know, Prince, Michael Jackson, they all have the same birth card. Why did they get that card? Maybe they leveled up in the past life and they reincarnated into their new avatar and they get to enjoy life more. That's why I've suggested to people, we may not get out of this game. We don't know. So really the best thing to do is check off all the things on the list of what it would take to level up. Most people aren't doing that. They're too busy pointing the finger, blaming the apex, blaming this society. It's their fault. And just stop doing that because you're not checking the things off the list to perhaps reincarnate into a new vessel that's going to have you level up. But if you really want to get out of the game, to me, what I've found, the way to win the game is to be neutral, the middle path. And then you get into theology and the Christ said, let that eye be single, which is the third eye. See, these two eyes right here, these are your deceivers. These are your little devils. Because we all know, Andrew, that if a lot of times we see things, and you know, yeah. And I know, we see things and we believe them and they're not true, right? You've seen things yeah. And then you come to the realization, oh, that's all bullocks, right? Yeah. But before you figured that out, you thought it was true. So these are the deceivers. This is not the deceiver. When you close your eyes and you go into the darkness, nothing can deceive you. Okay, just your thoughts, but then you have to release a lot of the programming. Then you get into the concepts of nirvana and releasing everything. And that is the true essence of getting out of this game, perhaps, is detaching from everything on this reality. Detaching like from the game. Go ahead,
like
what?
Like a Buddhist monk.
Yeah, and that's why it says few are the ones finding it, because most people love playing the game. They love playing the game. They love having
a
partner.
Like it.
And yeah. Humping and doing all this stuff. I mean, that's fun, right? But if you follow the chakras and you look at the chakras, most people stay in the lower chakras, which is where sex is and satiation and feeding the stomach and making your, making your appetite feel good. And, you know, all that's, it's all in the lower chakras. But when you get up here in the heavenly realms, this part's kind of boring. Most people don't meditate because they're like, there's no payoff because we've been programmed as a society to treat life like it's a scratch ticket. You want to scratch it off and then you get, oh, did I win? Oh, I won. I go collect my prize. Or I work my 7 days a week or my 5 days a week and I want my paycheck. That's what we've been programmed as human being species to do, is to get a payoff as quick as possible, right? So what is the ultimate payoff really when you think about it? It's where you're not going to look. The ultimate payoff may be just be where you're not paying any attention to. And that is, again, if you want to bring theology into this, because they're all part of the script. If you release and become a minimalist, I've become a minimalist myself. Yeah. I've detached from all as much as it's been so free. I've detached from the mainstream because I'm not now geared into that game. And it's that game, like I said, is a lot of fun, but you know, it's a lot of free. Very free.
Yeah, it does sound it. I mean, oh, I've got some questions here, so I'm just trying to figure out which question I want to ask you next. It's all just like quite mind-blowing stuff, Logan. It's really something. I mean, Anexus Amai asks, Logan, do you think time and space are doomed, as some other thinkers do? And if so, what is left? I think doomed, do they mean just it's going to run out or something?
Well, time is the devil. So if you think of like the word Satan, right? If you go in numerology, Satan has the same numerical output as the word time. And if you think about it, what happens when you come out into this world as a baby? You're facing death at some point in your life. And that's through time. You have to go, you have to move through time. We're moving, we're all time travelers. We're moving through time right now as the clock moves. Even though a lot of people say it's an illusion, I look at my clock, it moves. It's not an illusion. If we move through time and eventually you're going to face death. And then the cycle repeats. So really the fun in this is you are the universe. The universe looks at this reality through the lenses of your eyes, the pupil. I mean, the word pupil means student, the black sun inside your eye. And, you know, we are all the interesting part about this, Andrew, is we are all the Christ. The second coming of Christ in theology doesn't mean a dude's going to come back on the sky in a horse. It means that you're going to awaken and realize, those of you that have the eyes to see, you're inside of a movie. You're playing out a character. You're on a stage, and most people are playing someone else's movie. Most people are the extras in someone else's movie. They're not even the star in their own movie. You got to become the star in your own movie. Most people don't want to do that because they're too busy being the extra in someone else's. Like, you know, if you the monarchies and all stuff, they're the stars in their own movie, right? Yeah. As they say, he who holds the gold makes the rules.
Yeah.
So most people are totally compliant with that because, again, if everybody just stopped watching politics, what would happen to it, Andrew? It would just poof, it would disappear. But yeah. Most people would never do that because they're addicted to their dirty laundry. They love it.
Logan, tell me where people can find your wonderful YouTube channel.
Decode Your Reality. If you just type in Decode Your Reality, you're going to see me. I have a big smiley face right there. That's my logo tattooed right on my hand. It's a green one right now, but that's my logo on my YouTube channel. Can't miss it.
Lovely logo. A friend of mine had a very similar logo. He's a singer in a band called Mode Step, and they have that big smiley face as well. But
love it.
I love it as well. Yeah, I like that. Well, Logan, thank you so much for coming on. It's been really enlightening, really fascinating.
Thanks, Andrew. Maybe some concepts. People may be like, wow, what's this guy on? I'm on nothing, man. I'm straight up sober. I'm just loving life. I appreciate life so much. I'm a gratitude junkie. I appreciate you guys having me on and being here. Really, really a blessing. Yeah.
I love the enthusiasm and I love learning about new concepts. So, and we're open to everything on this channel. So it's all food for thought.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. I see you got a lot of variety is what you guys have, right?
Oh yeah,
it's the name of the game, man. Try to cater to as much people as you can to get the audience. Yep, I get it.
Got to have fun. Although you get bored otherwise. Talk to different people. Well, thank you, Logan. Have a lovely day.
You too, brother. Thanks for having me, man. All the best.
You're very welcome.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.